ones, and we were finding each other the whole time. So I don't know. I just had a gut feel. I mean, for some reason, I thought 10 out of 10 times he was going to pass to me there. I think he was just kind of waiting for the D to make the move, and then he made a good toss pass. And for me, it's just more about make sure I'd handle it and get it off as quick as I could.
I think you've had some chances, or you've had some chances, and it looks like getting the puck in the net has been a problem.
Yeah. That's how it is sometimes, and it's frustrating. I mean, you have a couple, you have an empty net, you're putting back in them, you know, but you're getting the chances, and it's going to come, but you try to find a way to stay positive, but, you know, when the team's not winning, then you really get down on yourself. But I thought we put a good effort in tonight. We played a good 60. I thought there was maybe a couple of shifts early in the first or second that they pounced on us, got a lot of chances. But after that, I thought we were comfortable playing, and then our power play really clicked, and I think that gave us a lot of momentum.
Yeah, the power play goals there, the goal at the end of the second and the beginning of the third, was like obviously pretty important in getting you back in the game.
Yeah, but I think it's the same thing. I think we had momentum the whole time. We had chances, and even if we weren't scoring, then we're building off that. And for us, I think, you know, as a five-man unit there, whether it's our unit or the other unit, I think feeling the puck, moving the puck, and kind of getting in that groove is big when you haven't been scoring a lot of goals lately, and then that kind of helps build the confidence.
We've said this so many times, with a game to build off of here on trying to get a winning streak going.
Yeah, I mean, it's a division game. I think we let one slip away last time, and now this is a tough building to play in every time. We got a tough schedule, but, you know, a couple more games left for the Christmas break. But this is a big win for us, just a one-game road trip. We really have to focus coming off the back-to-backs. And, you know, we gave it our all out there, and now we'll enjoy it tonight and get ready for Nashville, another division game.
What's been the secret to the success? Because the Blues have been very successful against the Jets so far this year.
I don't know. I mean, what are they? Been one goal games every time, probably, if I recall. So that's just, I mean, that's just how division goes. I think it's special teams, you know, maybe look one game or look both games. I think special teams plays a big role. You know, whether we score power plays or, you know, last game we stopped a four or five on three, and you kind of build off that. But a couple of big saves there by Snake. I think when it was 2 or 3-1, they kind of had like 2-on-1, kind of 2-on-0 breakaway almost, and he made a big save. And it's stuff like that that kind of keeps us in it, and, you know, we kind of build off that.
Power play so successful. Obviously, it was very successful tonight, getting two goals. Steen got the second goal that got you guys back in it.
I think we're moving more now. I think, but sometimes we're stationary, and now we're moving more, and we don't rely on one guy. I think, you know, sometimes we'll work down low, find the top guy, get a shot through. Then if they take a shot away, we'll work down low plays. And we had a couple of different plays drawn up, but it all starts with the faceoffs, with getting possession, and from there. And I think DB and I have done a good job of winning or tying up, and then, you know, wingers coming in and getting that puck possession. So the last couple of games, we haven't had too many breakouts, which is, you know, we're hungrier, and we are playing like it's a 5-on-4, but we're playing like a 5-on-5.